So today is the second day of Nisan, and we are connecting to the month of Iyar. The actions we do today are going to impact the month of Iyar for the year 5781. Those actions, if they're good, will impact the month good. If the actions are negative, then the month will be impacted by that negativity. Step one of the six steps for this ritual is to understand the names of Hashem, the permutations of Hashem, which is Yo Hey Hey Wa Ah Hey Hey Yo. The second step is to say the Ana Bekoah with particular ideas as we will continue. So please join me with the Ana Bekoah. Ana Bekoah Gedulat Shemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Sadi Ahavat Nam, unconditional love.
Has joined.
Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tahareinu No ra Gufre Shayan Sintet Nun Pra Satan Terap Satan. We can rearrange the letters to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin, connecting to the energy of Parnassah and healing. Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod in its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. The permutation for the month of Iyar. Yo, hey, hey, wa, ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa, ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, created the planet Venus. Excuse me. The letter Vav created the constellation Shor, which is the bull. Also created the month of Iyar. The letter Pe created the planet Venus. The two letters together, Pe and Vav, have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as Elohim and Hateva. Hateva means nature, natural law. Elohim represents the left column, judgment. It also connects to natural law through its gematria being the same as Hateva. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of sexuality, creation, creativity, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyuta. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. We also learn from this sequence how the four worlds become completed or perfected. We learn from this sequence to inject unconditional love in each step of our process. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. The relationships described in the Sefer Yetzirah . The tribe is the tribe of Issachar. The sense is the sense of thought. And the controller is the right kidney. The month of Iyar is commonly referred to as the month of natural healing because its name is an acronym for the words Ani Hashem Rif Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. Ani Hashem Rofecha, Ani Hashem Rofecha. The tribe that connects to the month of Iyar is Issachar. And throughout the generations, the majority of the members of the Sanhedrin actually come from the tribe of Issachar. Perhaps that is because of the relationship between the tribes of Issachar and Zebulun, where Zebulun does the trading associated with the physical world, while Issachar does Torah study related to the connection to the spiritual friend. We will read six verses that begin with verse 18 and complete at verse 23. These six verses are describing the contribution, the offering that was done by the leader of the tribe of Issachar. Bayom Hasheni Hakiriv Netanel Ben Soar Nasi Issachar. On the second day, Nathaniel, the son of Zohar, the prince of Issachar, did offer. Ikriv et karbano karit kesef yachad shelashim umeah ushkala mazarak aechad kesef shivim Shekel b'shekel hakodesh, sheneihem meleim. Solet belula b'shemen lemincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Par echad ben bakar, ayil echad kevesh, echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Seir izim echad lechataat. One male of the goats for a sin offering. Uzevach hashlamim bakar shenayim ielim chamisha atodim amisha kivasim b'nei shana chamisha. Ze karban Nathaniel ben Zohar. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nathaniel ben Zohar. The name Nathaniel has a translation of the given from Hashem, given from El. Hashem gives Chokmah, wisdom, in his heart. Zohar is related to the word Tzair, which means young. He saw himself as small and young. And as such, he knew that he had no power from his own side. Therefore, he was a vessel ready to receive all the flow of Hashem. Zohar means that he knew his place, which is the concept of being young, but as the in living in the process of growing to maturity. I recommend that you read the links to find out more about each of these men. The number of verses for Nathaniel ben Zohar from the Tanakh, the energy verses. There are 37 of them. So we don't have the time to read all 31 of them. But we know the number 31 is connecting to the name of God El, Aleph Lamed, which is a name connected to Chokmah. Yehi dan nachash alai derech shefifech ha-fen. Alai arach, atani shecha, akvi sus, vayafel rachvo achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path that bites the horse's heels, so that his rider falls backward. So we have to ask the question, what is the relationship between Dan and Issachar? Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Vadad Yanat Nahanu Ve'enimo El Nahar. Hashem alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. It's a very positive verse. Yirach vaho al hamoti eretz b'yekal anovat shaday v'yanakaho devash b'sala ushmin mehalamayish tzur. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he did eat the fruitage of the field, and he made him to suck honey out of the crag and oil out of the flinty rock. Yehi Ruven ve'el yamat v'yehi matav b'sefer. Let Reuben live and not die, in that his men become few. That translation, in, I don't think is correct. The last word is mesefer, which could be translated as the from the book. And we don't have that translation at all. Yehoshaphat ben Paruah ba Yisra Yisaskar. Yehoshaphat, the son of Pruah in Yisachar. I also recommend you read more of these verses. And the sixth step. Read from the Midrash the contribution or the consciousness of each of the ideas. And Nathaniel ben Tzuar brought this offering because he thought of himself as a king, because the tribe of Issachar is considered the king of the Torah. And this was due to their study of the timing of the new moon. Being able to, when do you expect a new moon? Do you count the days? Do you prepare? How do you create a calendar, the Jewish calendar, in advance, 2,000 years ago? All of this is coming from the tribe of Issachar, I believe. He brought a silver bowl because the bowl is a symbol of the Torah, due to the bowl being used to prepare the showbread. Why was it 130 shekels? This is the consciousness, because there were 26 generations from Adam to Moshe, plus the 24 books of Torah, plus two mems representing the first word of the Mishnah and the last letter of the Mishnah. And these total to the gematria 130. He brought a basin of 70 shekels. Wine is drunk from a basin. Wine represents Torah. 70 shekels, because there's 70 ways to understand the Torah. gold ladle of 10 shekels. The ladle itself represents the two tablets of the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. The number 10 connects to the 10 utterances. One young bull as a burnt offering is relating to the Kohanim. One ram relates to the Levites. One sheep relates to the Israelites. A male goat as a sin offering represents converts who would come to study the Torah and then convert to become a Jew. The peace offering of two cattle is equal to the two laws, the scripture, the written law, and the Mishnah, the oral law, which brings peace in two places, both high and low. The five different animals, the three different groups of animals of five each, represent the three verses which made up the five words that refers to Torah. This is in Psalms 19, verse 8, 9, and 10. In this offering, for the tribe of Issachar, the name of Nathanael ben Zohar is mentioned prior to the tribe as an explanation of Issachar being a king of the Torah. Please read the balance of the handout. I wish you all a wonderful day. Do positive actions, study more Torah. Do good deeds, give tzedakah. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful day. Shalom.
No, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.